We are going to continue the hour by talking books, and we are going to be talking about a brand new book that is very near and dear to our hearts here at this station because it is written by an alum of WCHL. Molly Stillman is a comedian, a writer, the host of a podcast called Can I Laugh on Your Shoulder? She's also a veteran of our station, and now she is the author of the new book, If I Don't Laugh, I'll Cry, How Death, Debt, and Comedy Led to a Life of Faith, Farming, and Forgetting What I Came into this room for. Stillbeingmolly.com is her website, and she's here in the studio today. Good morning,
Aaron.
How are you?
This is just the greatest day of my life. Am I allowed to say right off the bat that, like, you're here because I got you this job?
This
so I just want to throw this out there.
100%. Oh, also should mention our website is chapelboro.com because
you
came up with the name.
Because
yes.
of me, yes. Yeah. So I don't want to, like, brag right off of the stop, but I just want you to know that, like, I've been around this place a few times. I'm so excited to be here.
No,
thank
I remember you
me.
And I were having like coffee somewhere, yeah. and yeah. I was like on the academic job market. And it's like I don't even want to leave, and you were like, "Well, WCHL's hiring a news director. You should apply to be the news director."
Yeah.
Which thank you for that, by the way.
You're welcome.
But long term, thank you for that.
So. I know it's such a joy. You are right where you are supposed to be. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, he needs to make sure that he thanks me all the time. Indebted forever.
Day. Yes.
Indebted forever. Anyway.
What inspired you to write the book?
So my mom was an author. She wrote a memoir called Home Before Morning that was released in 1983. And it was the first nonfiction account of the Vietnam War from the perspective of a woman. And in fact, if there's a number one best-selling book in the world right now is The Women by Kristen Hanna. That my mom's memoir was actually a big inspiration for Kristen Hanna's book. And so I grew up
Kristen
around
Kristen Hanna, the woman who wrote the foreword for your book.
Yeah, slight flex. Yeah. But I was really just throwing out all the flexes right now. That's actually not my MO. But I grew up around a writer. So kind of, you know, like surface level, I always loved writing. I wanted to write a book as long as I could remember. And I was a writing major in college. And that was just how I always processed things. But then really in the last, 10 to 15 years, my life story took kind of a hard right in a lot of
it's
ways.
It's great when that happens, right?
I know, yeah. I know. And so it became really clear that that was what this book was supposed to be. It was supposed to be a memoir. And even though people are like, well, you're 38. Like, how have you lived long enough to write a memoir? I'm like, I've lived a lot of life in the first 38 years.
There are people in their 20s who are writing memoirs and autobiography.
But they're like on The Bachelor and stuff. So...
that's a point in your favor.
I know. So that's, the kind of surface level is because I've always wanted to write a book, but deep down, it was because I knew that my story was one that I wanted to share with the world.
And we were talking about the process of writing the book, and I was assuming that you would write a ton and then like edit it back, but you wrote a little bit and added more in the editing process, which is wild.
Yeah, my first manuscript was supposed to only be 50,000 words. It ended up being 65,000, and then I think this one's close to 80,000.
Yeah.
So it's the process of this has been years and years in the making. So it's really wild to see it kind of all coming to fruition now.
And I will mention it's a super fast read. Like I read it in one sitting. And part of that is because I knew some of the stuff book.
Yeah.
But it's a super fast read. It's really, really good. And you've had the experience of like people coming up to you and saying that too. So like it's very engaging and super fun and funny and poignant. And
Yeah. Well, so the whole crux of it is, you know, this idea of if I don't laugh, I'll cry. That's really been my life story.
Right.
So the book is a book that I pray that people laugh and they will laugh out loud. And I also understand and know that people will cry. So it's really the story of growing up the daughter of a Vietnam veteran. My mom got sick when I was in fourth grade with a disease that she contracted due to her exposure to Agent Orange while she was in Vietnam. And she was then sick for 8 years. And that kind of talking about that journey of dealing with a chronically ill parent, especially when the VA is involved, it gets real complicated real fast. And then she died my senior year of high school. And that singular event is really the catalyst for what sent me down years and years of spiraling and not dealing with grief. And then 4 years later, on my 21st birthday, it's like my second day of college, I get a surprise inheritance for $250,000 from my mom's estranged family. And that You know, what happens when you give $250,000 to a very emotionally stable 21-year-old? I mean, great.
All the life lessons.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely saved, invested, and all of that. No, I blew it in less than 2 years, and I ended up tens of thousands of dollars in consumer credit card debt, and, you know, just really went on a shame spiral. So the story really kind of goes from all of that happened down to when I hit rock bottom. I was actually at my rock bottom when I was working at WCHL, which people never would have known.
I would have never known.
You would have never known. I mean, that's really when you and I knew each other. Yeah. We were doing comedy together. I mean, and I was in the darkest place of my life. Mm. And then I started dating a one John Stillman who worked here at WCHL. And
Still on the air doing Financial Safari.
And he does do this Financial Safari. Yes. Yeah. John Stillman from the Financial Safari. One day I kind of reached this point where I was like, I don't know what to do. Like I've tried it all. And I asked John if I could go to church with him. And really the rest is history. I walked into church and Tyler Zeller actually happened to be there that day. And he shared the gospel and I heard the gospel for the first time. And it really was for me a moment of walking out of that church with a glimmer of hope. And it wasn't like all of a sudden life was like easy and fun and everything turned around immediately. But I tell you, when you give somebody hope to somebody who is hopeless, that is a really powerful thing. And the book kind of goes on from there. But it's been a wild, wild journey.
Speaking with Molly Stillman, the book is called If I Don't Laugh, I'll Cry. I love that chapter because like you're not someone who had gone your entire life without going to church. Like
right.
You'd been on a long spiritual journey. To say that was the first time you'd heard the gospel is
yeah.
to say that like all of those other times you'd been to church, you hadn't. Which
right.
is another like significant thing.
Yeah, yeah. You know, my whole, you know, I grew up in this home where my parents were recovering alcoholic Irish Catholics.
Right.
So like our spiritual journey as a child was unique to say the least.
The Lord's Prayer story is my favorite story in the whole
yes,
book.
There is a great story about me knowing the Lord's Prayer at the age of 5. Because if you don't know this, in AA meetings, they conclude all AA meetings with the Lord's Prayer. But it ends differently than it does in church. And so there's a great story
in
the book.
Protestant Lord's Prayer, not Catholic Lord's Prayer. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And, but yeah, so it really, the reality is my spiritual journey was real rocky. And I had, especially after the death of my mom, just went on this binge where I was just angry. I was just, but I was repressing it all and I was using humor and comedy. And I mean, I was doing, you know, DSI Witness News here on the radio and I was doing all these things where I was like making people laugh. And I was doing comedy with you and I was, just really in this this place where I felt like if I look great on the outside, then other people are going to think I'm fine when that was actually not true. And I needed to deal with some real stuff at the core of my soul.
Speaking again with Molly Stillman, the book is If I Don't Laugh, I'll Cry, available now. And I mentioned the website, stillbeingmolly.com. You can get information about the book there, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it actually, I think when this airs, it'll be out next Tuesday, March 26th. And you can pre-order it anywhere online, but I believe Flyleaf Books in Chapel Hill will be carrying it. So I would actually love if you would visit Flyleaf.
Flyleaf. Awesome.
And get a book because obviously I love supporting the local indie books.
So this book that I'm holding in my hand right now is a special, like, non-actually out yet copy.
It is,
all right,
yeah. It's
I
like
love it.
Yeah, you're, like, real, real special, Aaron. So, but, yes, you can order it wherever you get books online. It should be at Barnes & Noble, but I love supporting the indie places, so go check it out at Flyleaf.
What did you learn about yourself writing the book?
Oh, man. I had to have a lot of really hard conversations with my dad throughout writing this because when my mom died— The reality is my dad and my mom knew for years that she was going to die.
Right.
And so they had had hours and hours of conversations about what life would be like after she died. Whereas for me at 17, we never had those conversations. And so my dad and I grieved very differently. And so I had to do a lot of healing through writing this, and I had to ask my dad some pretty hard questions that honestly I should have asked 20 years ago, but I just didn't have really the maturity, the emotional maturity, the spiritual maturity to be able to do that. And so I can tell you, like, writing this was not just therapeutic, but cathartic in a lot of ways to be able to really get to the root of a lot of things. But at the end of the day, like, while this book is my story, the thing that I learned the most that surprised me is that, and especially from people that have read copies early on, like, this is all of our stories. Mm. Like, when if you live long enough, like, you're gonna experience grief and yep. joy and pain and heartache and celebration and sorrow. Like, life, the beauty of life is living in that tension of the both and, not the either or, of like living in the tension of grief and like unbridled joy. And so that's the beauty of life. And so I really hope that people close this book with a sense of hope and a sense of purpose in their pain, and just know that there is life after grief.
The title of the book is If I Don't Laugh, I'll Cry: How Death, Debt, and Comedy Led to a Life of Faith Farming and Forgetting What I Came Into This Room For. Get it at Flyleaf. Find out more at stillbeingmolly.com. Molly Stillman, thank you so much. So good to see you.
This is so fun, Aaron. Thanks for having me.